Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian. New rice varieties have been developed in Shanghai to help ensure food security. The new varieties increase yields, which means higher incomes for farmers. Zhang Hong tells us more.
At Nanlu Village in Jingshan, an early maturing and drought-tolerant rice was harvested in mid-August. It allows farmers to plant other crops on the same field two or three times a year. In Nanlu, corn and green vegetables were planted after the rice harvest. The corn can be picked in 1 month.
It helps increase land use efficiency and the income of farmers.
Shanghai Agrobiological Gene Center has been working to breed the early maturing rice variety since 2016. 6 years later, the center managed to turn a Thai long grain rice to a round grain one with a higher temperature tolerance. Yields per 666 square meters exceed 100 kilograms.
We are continuing our studies and breeding of rice varieties. We're still working on developing a new generation of the current drought-tolerant variety. In the following 5 to 10 years, we will be able to plant the rice in northern China, a more arid area. The planting area is expected to reach almost 66,000 square kilometers.
Elsewhere in Songjiang, the harvest of medium and late rice has begun. Some farmers were concerned about the crop due to the excessive heat this summer. Local agriculture service departments helped the farmers.
We were taught to add more water during the day and drain the water at night. We're planting a new variety of rice. The 1018 rice is of better quality and helps increase our income.
The 1018 rice is one of the quality varieties bred in Songjiang. The rice smells nice and tastes soft. Almost 90% of the rice fields in Maogang town of Songjiang are now planted with a new variety. The local government offers subsidies to encourage farmers to grow organic rice. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
As one of the cities facing the challenge of an aging population, Shanghai's government says it is going to further cultivate caregivers to improve services for seniors and ensure the care improves the quality of life for senior residents. Zhang Yue has the details.
26-year-old Wang Cheng from Sichuan Province is a caregiver at the Yangpu Social Welfare Institute. Wang has recently received his Shanghai Hukou as a talent in urgent demand, the very first of its kind in the city. The incentive plan was released last year by Yangpu District to encourage more young people to join the senior care industry.
This is a positive signal to younger people. We will lead these young caregivers in the right direction, showing them how to take care of seniors.
The district will also give out 3 million yuan in funds every year to reward the special staff.
Through measures such as vocational talent cultivation and talent incentives, more talented young people will be attracted and be willing to stay. The senior care service will also be more diversified and service will be improved.
The report of the 20th CPC National Congress gives us clear guidance to further focus on the cultivation of talented staff in the senior care industry. This is why we will continue implementing various measures and policies to improve the development of the industry. For instance, we will be giving out a subsidy for caregivers who have just started their jobs and include them in the list of talents in urgent demand in the city.
Authorities also aim to arrange at least one social worker for each senior care institution or community-level senior home by 2025. The city government said there will be nearly 6 million elderly residents in Shanghai by 2025. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Life.
International news. Explosions were heard in Kiev this morning as several blasts hit the Ukrainian capital, causing several fires and damage to residential blocks. Early explosions ran out in a central district shortly after 8 a.m. A wave of explosions was also heard about an hour earlier. Kiev was attacked by drones early today, and there was no immediate information on casualties. Also, the European Union plans to train almost 15,000 Ukrainian soldiers in a number of EU countries, but chiefly Poland and Germany. It would range from standard military training to specialized instruction. The European Union hopes to have it operational by mid-November. Meanwhile, the Defense Ministry in Minsk yesterday said just under 9,000 Russian troops would be stationed in Belarus as part of a regional grouping of forces to protect its border.